Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, you know, we made the unofficial Kiefer Sutherland sat-nav from our interview with actual Jack Bauer. Just phrases like this.
Good morning.
It's Kiefer.
We're ready to market this now.
Make a left. Go around it.
Or if you want to make it sound more Jack Bauer.
Faster. Now.
We should have taken the two.
So we've got everything we need for the Kiefer Sutherland sat-nav. The plan with Usher is to try and get an Usher sat-nav on the go. Now, we weren't sure whether he'd agree to it, so we haven't told him. But you'll notice that we have maybe sprinkled a few questions into the interview so that the answers will be stuff like, you know, turn around when possible.
How on earth are you...
Left, right, that kind of thing. And you can see how we get on after 4:30 due to the success of the Kiefer Sutherland sat nav.
Good morning. Make a left.
We can get an Usher one on the go.
I love it that you've only had the Kiefer one a day and already you're trying to get new ones.
I know. Well, people were loving it yesterday.
Get lost.
Now. Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Now, ask you a question, Becky. How often do you cry? Do you cry a lot?
Fair amount.
Weekly, how much?
No, once every couple of weeks. About once a month.
Do you do that girl thing where you cry but don't really know why you're crying?
Yes, I'm quite good at that, yeah.
Laura, who used to work on the show before you, did that quite a lot.
I think most girls do it, don't they?
I found her behind a plant pot in Thailand once just crying, and I was like, why are you crying? I don't know.
That's probably something you've done on the holiday.
Really not.
Made her a little bit distressed.
Do you know what? I used to cry more than I do now.
What did you used to cry about?
I don't know. I just did, but I don't now. I can't remember the last time I cried. And, well, maybe it's because I've come to some kind of realisation and subconsciously I just don't. Because I've come to the realisation that blokes should not cry.
Aww. Yeah, they should be allowed to cry
not,
if they want.
It's not for any kind of re-macho reason.
Right.
It's just because that they're quite bad at it. They're really, really rubbish at it. Think about it. Like, a girl, when they cry, they're good. Like, when blokes cry, it doesn't look right, it doesn't sound right.
Have you had
and therefore they shouldn't.
In the last 24 hours?
It just sounds weird. Right, there's this reality show in America. Let me explain this to you, right? And you know how reality shows are always trying to make you cry, aren't they?
Yes.
The emotional music comes on. They'll do anything to get you to have a good old blub.
They even do that on the news sometimes. It's like, don't ask those questions just to try and get someone to cry. You can tell when they're doing it as well, because they like zoom in right on their face or like their hands to see them like going...
That is true. And to see the lips start to go...
The bottom lip go...
Right, this reality show, okay, obviously... A guy cries, like they do on these shows. Listen to this.
Because I know, somewhere deep down in my heart, I still love you.
Okay. So there's a bloke crying.
The that voice is going already.
Yeah, but that's not the bloke I'm talking about. That's
what?
That's another one.
I was like, he's about to go.
No, that's another bloke crying.
Right.
This is the one I'm talking about. Sound right?
What face is he doing when he's doing this?
That face.
Oh, like
which is the same as my massage face.
It's not dissimilar. Mouth wide open.
Eyes completely shut. See, when girls cry, it just feels right. There is a perfect example of why men should not cry. Just no good at it.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
Coming up very soon on this show, we talk to Usher and see if we can get enough questions in to make our own unofficial Usher sat-nav. So I've got some questions. Need him to say things like, you know, turn around when possible, you've gone the wrong way, left, right, etc. Now, I know this isn't a new idea. Lots of celebrities are the voice of sat-navs, but how many people of them have one and don't even know it? Usher's just coming up. Scott Mills. And now the number one artist in the UK. This is Usher. Hello.
What's up, Scott? How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't complain.
You're supposed to be in the UK, but you couldn't because of the volcanic ash cloud.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't complain, but unfortunately, I'm disappointed. I can't be there to, make my victory lap for OMG being the number one record in the country right now.
Yeah, well done, because you beat off Scouting for Girls.
Yeah, man. It was definitely a little fight that they put up, but eventually I had to take that number one spot. Sorry.
Yeah, that's good. It's fine. They don't mind. They're cool. They were number one the week before.
They had it for long enough, right?
Exactly. First of all, this is Becky, by the way, Usher.
Hello.
Okay. Hey, Becky, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay.
Would you consider buying both of us a car, Usher?
Okay. Well, so what do I get for buying you two a car?
Well, you can have a lift every time you come over here. I'll drive you to wherever you want to go.
Oh, you'll be my personal driver?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you did it for Justin Bieber, didn't you? Bought him a car.
Ah, so you guys will vow to be my personal slaves if I buy you two cars.
That would be fine with us, yeah.
Okay, that's cool. You got two smart cars coming today.
Excellent. So is that what Justin Bieber is to you? Is he your kind of personal slave?
No, man. No, of course not. That's your deal. That's not his.
Okay. So is he like your younger brother then?
Having discovered Justin, he looks at me like a brother. You know, I consider myself more of a mentor, father figure to him in a way. Uncle, more yet. I say better yet, like an uncle, yeah.
Do you take him for days out and stuff, Happy Meals and all that?
Nah, he don't do a Happy Meals, man. He's a one of a kind, man. He's a one of a kind. He's any room you put him in, he's going to soar. He's going to definitely, he's like the, you know how when you ever heard of this thing, if you have a baby, okay, you take your baby and all the single girls come running, he's that guy.
He came in here a couple of weeks ago, and the Bieber fever was properly on.
Yeah, he shuts it down, man. But nah, you know, it's crazy, because one second, you know, we're just kind of working in Atlanta on an album in hopes that everyone's going to understand and get behind. And then the next day, he's on the cover of People magazine, Time magazine, and globetrotting all over the world with young fans screaming his name. And every time he does a performance, they're lined up around buildings, they're passing out. It's such an incredible story to be a part of. You know, I think this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning, man.
Now, let's talk about your new album, Raymond vs. Raymond, which is out on Monday.
That's right.
There's a track on there which we like a lot. We were listening to earlier in the office. It's called Hey Daddy, Daddy's Home. It's track two on the album.
Yeah, man.
What you don't know is everyone actually calls me Daddy now because of you as well, because obviously you invented it, and that's what they call me around the radio station now.
Well, just say thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Every superhero, every dad's got to have a theme song, right?
That's right. Daddy is also in my favourite lyric from your songs. Well, come here, baby, and let Daddy show you what it feel like. Loving this club, right?
That's right. Now, I've been daddy for a minute to a couple of these ladies.
Oh, yeah. Now, I have been known to call myself daddy before to Becky on the show a few times, for instance. Go and get daddy a coffee. Would you like daddy to do that for you, etc.? And,
yeah, really interesting. It makes me cringe
She doesn't really like it, so maybe you could tell me how you get away with it.
I just sing about it.
I think it's wrong in the workplace. You know, I don't mind it in the club, but in the workplace, it just, especially from Scott, I think you can get away with it, but there's something about Scott doing it. He does it with a slightly sinister look on his face.
It comes across a little demeaning, I would say.
No. Yeah.
Maybe, could you try it on Becky now and see if it makes her cringe as much? Because I don't think it's going to.
Well, see, me and Becky already got a deal. You know, see, and you actually are part of it, but we have a different understanding. You understand? Once this car shows up, this smart car shows up, then she's my personal slave. So I don't even have to say, go get it for daddy.
Ah, there it is.
No, it's fine.
See, fine.
It's fine. I'm just
We're good.
My
see,
new
we,
car.
We're already good. We're already good. But I'll try it. I'll try for exercise. Okay. You mind getting daddy a coffee, sweetheart?
See,
it's absolutely fine with you. It's just me.
If you were here now,
I'm just wondering how she's going to get it to me.
Exactly.
You know? No.
I can't.
Becky, I need you to walk it here, sweetie. Can you handle that for me?
Anything for you, yes.
Becky, listen. Daddy needs you to I need some French fries from Piccadilly Circus right now. Can you go get it for me, baby?
Of course. Anything for you, Daddy.
No, listen. Daddy needs it right now. Can you go get it right now?
I'll try my best.
Oh, this is my favourite.
It's making you feel uncomfortable now, Scott.
Yeah, I can see why you feel that when I do it.
Yeah.
Usher, I don't know whether you've heard of this band, the Baseballs. Have you heard of them? They're from Germany.
Okay, yeah.
And they have done a version of Love in This Club. Listen to this. I want to make love in this club, in this club, in this club. I want to make. It's like a 50s version of it.
You know what?
Yeah?
Hey, man, I got a shout-out to the Baseballs. This Baseballs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Man, it sounds like Elvis. It's like the Elvis remix of Love in This Club. But it's cool.
Yeah, they've done like Rihanna, Umbrella. They've done loads.
They got something going right there, man.
So you like it, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Can I just
my great-great-grandmother would really love that one, too.
Oh, she would really like it. Yeah.
I'm just thinking about, oh, man, you guys got to send me that, man.
I'll send it over with the fries and the coffee and everything else you've asked me for.
Thank you, baby, thank you. Daddy needs it, thanks.
Oh, now, can we just do some quick fire questions before we let you go, if that's all right, Usher?
Go ahead, of course.
Can you remember what song these lyrics are from? In the 80s, Fresh was the talk. MJ had everybody doing the moonwalk. In the 90s, I had a high flat top.
U-turn.
It's correct. Are you left or right-handed?
I'm right-handed.
Do you prefer a T-shirt or a pullover?
I would prefer a T-shirt.
Oh, okay, good. now, I'm famously quite prone to losing things. I actually left my bag behind somewhere last night. What's the most expensive thing you've ever left behind?
The most expensive thing that I left behind probably was a watch, a Cartier watch. And unfortunately, it was stolen from me. Oh. My car was robbed. I was so mad about this, man. You probably heard about it in the news.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad. Pretty bad.
On a date, would you take a lady to watch Final Destination or Mean Girls?
Final Destination or Mean Girls?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, I think Final Destination.
Amazing. And in yards, how far do you think you could throw a ball?
I could probably throw a ball about 50 yards.
50 yards, that's excellent. Thanks for that, Usher. Oh, one more thing. What's your favourite song by Fats and Small? Feel Good or Turn Around?
Turn Around.
Usher, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much, and congratulations with your number one song, and we look forward to the album, Raymond vs. Raymond, next Monday.
No doubt about it. I see you guys, and I look forward to seeing my fans in person. And once again, thank you guys for making this number one for me. Oh my God, I can't believe it happened, but it did. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Oh my God, Tulip, you just missed Usher doing the daddy thing with Becky.
I got a little bit at the end of it. That was a bit scary.
It's amazing.
Becky, listen. Daddy needs you to I need some French fries from Piccadilly Circus right now. Can you go get it for me, baby?
Of course. Anything for you, Daddy.
No, listen. Daddy needs it right now. Can you go get it right now?
I'll try my best. Do you know what? I've got to come clean about this, actually. I need to apologise to the Radio 1 listeners. I might have lied during that interview, and I was doing my best acting because the one that doesn't speak had told me not to make Usher feel uncomfortable, so I had to pretend that calling himself Daddy was fine. Actually, it was one of the most awful experiences of my life, and we had to pull the mic down because I was screaming so much. So if that could never happen again, that would be brilliant. Thank you.
Becky, listen.
No.
Daddy needs you to I need some French fries from
He's getting no chips off me.
He isn't.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hey Westwood.
It's exhausting. It is,
what,
honestly.
This show?
Yes.
If you go online now, you can see Westwood as you
Is it up?
If you've never seen him before.
Is the video up?
There's some pictures.
I demanded the right of approval.
Oh, have they not given you approval on the video?
I've got no right of approval in this building.
What
my image is theirs.
What,
What
those
would you...
shots should be buried forever. Me feeding a lamb is not what I do.
What would you want to...
Me eating lamb, yes.
What, I'll ask you again. What would you want to be cut out of the video? What happened?
Well, it was funny. It got emotional for me, and I'm going to be quite honest. Like, you know, we've gone in as a local hero, which is about volunteering and being part of something. And today, it just all made sense to me, and it became quite emotional. I stepped into this pig pen and just sat next to this pig for like 10 minutes, stroking its like toilet hair bristle. And I just felt totally at one with nature. Yes, it suddenly all made sense. I looked up in the sky, could hear the birds tweeting, and I could see the grass growing in the distance. And that's I just felt at one. And then I picked up this orphaned lamb and fed it some hot milk from this water, from this milk bottle, obviously. And just that whole thing of it bleating as I fed the milk, and then feeling it felt
I've
like
never
it,
heard
like,
a lamb beep.
This one I was squeezing it a bit tight, actually, right. Scott. And it felt like one of those really expensive carpets, actually, as I was rubbing it. And it was quite emotional. I had tears in my eyes. And
did you actually cry?
No, just tears. And
we were discussing this earlier. Men crying. Listen to this from a show in America. That's a man crying. It's never a good look.
Sounds a bit like that lamb when I was squeezing it. But one thing which I have really found about it, there was a photo, I don't know if it's up there yet, of me feeding this lamb.
I can't go on, Scott. I can't go on.
Don't do it.
I can't
don't
go on.
Don't do it.
But there's this photograph of me feeding this lamb. And women think I look cute, so he's definitely working for me in all levels.
Definitely is. That is quite a cute picture.
Oh, it's not that one, actually.
It's the one of him feeding the lamb. There's a couple of pictures on the gallery.
I don't know if it's up there yet.
I'm going to click on through. Desktop.
You big softy, look at that.
See, even Scott is really feeling me.
Am I? That is cute.
Yes!
Yes.
Yes.
The big dog on a farm.
Yes.
Doing some volunteering. It's part of Local Hero Week.
It's been a beautiful thing. It really made sense to me, Scott.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So that's the idea, really. You're doing something for free, makes you feel good inside, and also it does look brilliant on your CV if you do some of this volunteering.
Are you going to add that to your CV?
I haven't got a CV.
Have you ever had a CV?
Never had a CV. I've never actually gone for a job in my life.
Yeah.
Why would
maybe
I?
Your next job, you could put the lamb
what
on.
What are you saying?
Do you know something I don't know about what's
no,
happening here?
I was
here?
Just thinking, you know, you don't...
I thought that was Asian Network.
Can you be a DJ forever, or...?
That's Asian. It's not. You don't know something we don't know.
No, you're fine. Don't be so paranoid.
Could you look on that unofficial Scott Mills site, just in case there's something...
Yeah, they'll know. Anyway, go online.
Seriously, do I need to put that on the application?
No, it's fine. Westwood, on the farm, helping out, doing some volunteering.
It's the post office employing at the moment. Okay. Yes, that's me and that pig.
That's good.
That's
that
me.
Pig.
That's Henrietta.
It's bigger
that
than you.
Pig, oh, that pig was just so. I don't know. It was just real. It was just felt so good being next to a pig like that.
Yeah. Go online, see the pictures. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Local hero. Click on
exactly. And can I just mention something? Now, obviously, you're rocking out to Scott Mills, but I am actually on one extra 4 till 7 Monday to Friday. We have a guest comedian by the name of Paul Chowdhury coming in. I'd just like to throw that out there because we are the most listened drive time show that you can't hear in your car.
Exactly. So that's on your TV, digital TV, online and DAB, BBC Radio 1 Extra.
Unless you've got a digital TV in your car, obviously.
I like...
With Sky Plus.
One Extra, you get extra hip-hop and extra R&B.
Well, the truth is, that's just another way of saying extra Westwood.
And extra Westwood. Right, so you'll be in with Moyles tomorrow. He's still in New York, but he will tell you what you do next on your volunteering.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes. Tomorrow morning.
Online?
Online. bbc.co.uk/radio1. What?
Exactly.
You're just telling me what to say now.
I just want to throw it out there.
Cam Westwood, local hero.
You into this Chitty Bang track?
No.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's our favourite game, Oh, What's Occurring? On Radio 1 for Wednesday afternoon. Nina!
Hi!
How are you?
I'm all right. Have I got bees today, or am I okay?
Do you know what? I can't hear any bees flying towards you today. The phone line fantastic. Seems to be absolutely fine.
Brilliant news.
Yeah. What's been going on today?
Nothing much. I've been quite busy, really, at work. You know, boring, really.
Right. Okay, you've got another noise now.
I'll close the window. It's a train going past, sorry.
God, you're all about the noise, aren't you? Can't find anywhere quiet.
I know, I do apologise. Is that okay now? I've just shut the windows.
Yeah.
I can still hear it, but I can live with it.
I think she's just got a bank of comedy sound effects.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Have you?
I wish I had. Yeah. Have on my phone. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Good. How's Becky?
Yeah, really good, thank you. I'm just adding some sound effects on. Huh?
What
nothing, just adding some sound effects on for you.
Oh, great.
Anyway, right, let's get on with today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh, what's occurring?
Ready, Nina?
I'm ready.
Okay. Right, first one. Seriously, close the window.
It's closed.
You know Kiefer Sutherland?
Oh, yes.
Now, he was born in London. Did you know that?
I didn't, no.
Ah. He was on our show yesterday. Do you think, because he was born in London, Kiefer Sutherland is any good at Cockney rhyming slang? Do you think that's something Jack Bauer will be good at?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
that's a tricky one.
Here is our...
It's like you've thought about it before. Yeah. Have you ever thought about it before?
I can't say I have, no.
Good. Here is our Cockney Kiefer quiz. All right, Kiefer, you ready for the rhyming slang?
Yeah.
You were born in London, you should know this.
Peckham pie, tie, frit. I'll stop there.
What an amazing voice. Even when he's saying Peckham pie, tie. Sounds brilliant. Okay, so I asked Kiefer Sutherland 7 questions about Cockney rhyming slang. How many out of 7 do you think he guessed correctly what the rhyming slang means? Out of 7. Becky?
5. I think he's cheeky Cockney Kiefer.
Nina?
I'd say 3. I'm going lower.
3. Let's find out.
Oh!
Peckham pie, tie.
Amazing. Right, here it is. It's Cockney Kiefer. Air Force. Air Force, what could it be? Rhymes with...
Don't know it.
Air Force. Sauce.
Sauce. So it depends how you manipulate the word sauce.
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 Sauce. Right, so that didn't go too well. Are you still confident about your answer, Nina?
I am, yeah.
Becky?
Yeah, I think you're asking us under false, like, you're trying to put us off the scent.
Here's the rest of Cockney Kiefer. I'll have an Al Pacino, please.
Cappuccino.
You deep fat fryer.
Liar.
Yes. We use these all the time in London.
I can tell.
Yeah. Posh and Bex.
Specs.
Glasses. Specs. Same. I didn't know that one. That's obviously a new one, I think. Sarah Cox. Oh, the Cockneys use it, this one.
Don't know, you'll have to help me.
I'm just putting on a pair of Sarah Cox socks. Ricky Gervais.
Face.
Yes. Stop looking at my Ricky Gervais.
Again, a new one.
Last one of this incredible game. Air miles.
Air miles. That must be a new one.
Oh, I've got terrible air miles. Oh, my air miles are playing up again. Oh, blimey, governor.
Air miles? And the performance you just gave?
Yeah.
Piles?
Yay! Wow. Even got air miles, which as we all know is Cockney rhyming slang for piles.
Is it wrong that I still find him a little bit attractive when even if he's talking about piles?
No, it's not wrong in any way.
But just the way he says it, it's like piles.
Also, he thinks that I'm a brilliant actor.
Got terrible air miles. All me air miles are playing up again. Poor blimey, governor.
Air miles? And the performance you just gave?
Yeah.
Piles?
I see, because the performance I just gave...
was piles.
And that's from actual Jack Bauer. He got 6 correct on the Cockney rhyme and slang. Go on, Becky.
Yes.
Oh. What's occurring?
Right. Next one. You know Hugh Stevens off of Radio 1?
Yes.
Love him.
Lovely Hugh.
He did an interview the other day with Featurehead, who we just played. And you know sometimes on interviews you're not quite sure who the person is interviewing because they don't say the name that much. Well, that is never the case with Hugh Stevens at all.
No.
During the interview with the Featureheads on Radio 1, it's a simple question to both of you. How many times did Hugh say Featureheads? Nina?
How long was the interview on for?
Oh, ages.
10 times.
About 15 minutes, I've just been told by my assistant here. So you're saying what?
10.
10.
Oh,
10 future heads.
Nina. You didn't hear when Hugh interviewed Jay Sean. He must have said, "Hey, Jay Sean, hello, Jay Sean," over about 30 times. So I'm going high, I'm going 23. And that, then sometimes he even called him Sean Paul, so that only added it to it for me.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here is Hugh Stevens, lovely Hugh, interviewing the Featureheads.
Hello, Featureheads. Now, hello again, Featureheads. Do you go record hunting in stores, Featureheads? I want to know, though, you've been together 10 years.
Yes.
As the Featurehead. Are you all going steady, Featureheads? Are you all loved up as a band? I think of you as like a comfortable jumper, the Featurehead. Who's the most romantic member of the Featureheads? It's the Featureheads. The Featureheads. Well done, Featureheads. The Featureheads. More Featureheads. Featureheads sounding great. I saw the Featureheads about 10 years ago. Getting older, Featureheads. Do you get sick, Featureheads? So I've been waiting my entire life today to say this, Featureheads. Do you like your ice cream, Featureheads?
That was so good, Featureheads.
The mighty Featureheads. Goosebumps moment, Featureheads. Featureheads, Featureheads, your legends. Have a lovely rest of your weekend, Featureheads. It's the Featureheads.
4. Sorry, I'm so excited. I was counting along and I just went, 24!
That's incredible. You were 1 out.
Was I?
Yes.
Good well Hugh done. Stevens knowledge.
Well done, Becky. Sorry, Nina.
Oh, I'm not doing very well today, am I?
Oh, rubbish.
Oh! What's occurring?
Okay.
Was that actual Hugh Stevens who just came with a life lounge? Was he a bit embarrassed that he said
he just
future?
He just did that kind of face of like, what are you doing?
Bless him.
Okay, you know Usher's new song?
Oh, 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 oh. What's occurring?
That's a new one by Usher. Do that again, please.
Oh, 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 oh. What's occurring?
Yeah. O is actually Usher's favourite letter of the alphabet. Did you know that, Nina? Are you aware of that?
I didn't know. You learn something new every day.
Well, by listening to the song, there's a lot of O's in it. Oh. It's number one this week. My question to you is simple. Seeing as it's his favourite letter of the alphabet, how many words beginning with O could Usher name in 30 seconds? Becky?
36. No, that's ridiculous. 15.
What about you, Nina?
14.
Ooh.
Tactical.
Let's find out, shall we?
Oh!
Here is Usher. And he's trying to think of many words as he can beginning with O in 30 seconds. Could you name as many things starting with O as you can in 30 seconds?
So it can
that.
Be anything you want.
Onion. Oreo. Oreo. And orange. Octagon. An omen. Omarion. Omen. I said that already, didn't I? Yeah. This isn't really going too well.
So, just 6 in 30 seconds.
I like the way he tried to fool us by going, Oreo, Oreo. Like, just because you pronounce it differently, it's still the same.
Yeah.
Bless Usher.
Good good use of Omarion there as well.
What is that?
It's a person. It's like an R&B singer.
Sorry, Omarion. Loving your work.
That he's listening. I saw him once actually perform.
I thought he was a type of computer.
It does sound like a computer.
Like it might be.
He's actually an R&B singer, Becky. Well done.
Sorry. Hello, if you're listening.
Yeah. Hi, Omarion. Well, Nina.
I've been defeated.
You've been defeated. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
You have to go and take your comedy sound effects somewhere else.
I will do.
Thanks for being on, though.
You're welcome. It's been great.
It's been lovely.
Thanks for having me on. Lovely.
No worries. All right, see you soon. Bye.
Take care.
Love you.
Bye.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Or as Usher likes to say...
What's the curtain?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
So, pretty good news, really. All the flights seem to have started again. So many people have been stranded for days now, but they are reopening the airspace, which is brilliant news for a lot of people, but I'm actually a little bit annoyed about it.
Why? How can you be annoyed? People have been stuck for ages wanting to come home.
Because of my charity campaign for the VAVS, Volcanic Ash Victims. You know I don't like to talk much about my charity work.
No.
But I... Well, we were getting a new appeal together for the poor celebrities who are all stuck on holiday and can't get back. Think about it. Poor Peter Jones off of Dragon's Den. Stranded in Barbados. Mm. Terrible. Peter Andre, just stuck in Dubai.
Oh, there were some pictures of him in the paper today looking really upset having to be there, just coming out of the sea.
Yeah, it's really hot there.
All tanned.
And, yeah. Pixie Lott and Chris Moyles, stuck in New York. Not together.
Oh, no, that would be even worse.
Yeah, but at least he's doing some work now, I suppose. So, started working on the appeal for the VAVS, and now they've flipping reopened the airspace. And now I just think our hard work is not worth it at all, hardly. Do you want to hear what I had so far? We might as well play this, because like it looks like everyone's coming home now. So, we mentioned this when we did Moore's show on Monday, just a charity record for... the volcanic ash victims, those poor, poor celebrities all stuck somewhere quite nice on holiday. So this is what I had before it went wrong and the plane started flying. And I've used one of the top celebrities who is stuck on holiday, and that is Michael Underwood off the TV. So this is what I got.
Hi, I'm TV's Michael Underwood. You might know me from shows such as GMTV, or that ice show where I broke my ankle and cried a lot, or the X Factor final where you never hear what I'm saying, because everyone's shouting. Please, at this difficult time, spare a thought for us celebrities, stuck on holiday because of the volcanic ash. I'm here in the scorching hot Maldives, with this urgent plea. We want to come home. Please give generously to bring the celebrities home.
It cost me $175 to get my pants and socks clean.
Another summer day has come and gone away. In Paris or Rome, but
I want to get home. Screw you, I just want to get back. I am a refugee.
Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. Just want to go home.
I'm putting on so much weight.
Oh, I miss you, you know.
I'm turning into American.
Let me go home.
Give generously. I'm just too far from where you are. I want to come home.
I want to get home.
Bring the celebrities home. Thank you.
That was going to be so good. I was going to get everyone involved. And now just Chris Moyles and Michael Underwood. But how annoying. I know that it's brilliant that people are home, but this is a full-on appeal for those poor celebrities stuck on holiday, and now look.
You'd almost got Greg Wallace off MasterChef as well, haven't you?
Yep.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.